Hillary Clinton's hopes for a smooth nomination at the Democratic National Convention turned to custard for a large part of the convention's first day, thanks in large part to Bernie Sanders. It took a speech by Michelle Obama to let the Democrats end the day on a relatively high note. North America correspondent Stephanie March spoke to Peter Lloyd.
Well, the Democratic National Committee convention started off quite in a messy fashion. Over the weekend, there was this email leak of 19,000 emails between Democratic Party officials that showed them criticising and mocking Bernie Sanders during the primaries and in some ways favouring Hillary Clinton. It seems that those emails were hacked by Russians and then released to WikiLeaks. Now, that obviously got Sanders supporters really upset. And that was a problem for the Democratic Party, which really wants to present a unified, stable ticket in the face of the unpredictable opponent that is Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. So they were really starting the week with a big cloud hanging over it. The Democratic National Committee Chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned yesterday. She was booed at a breakfast meeting with Florida delegates this morning, and she was forced to renege on her presiding role at the convention and watch the whole proceedings from a skybox in the arena. So it was a pretty ugly start to the week for the Democrats.
Indeed, very messy. Why are the Russians targeting Hillary Clinton?
Well, that's still yet to be revealed. The FBI have announced they are looking into the leaks, and there is a possibility there could be more leaks coming as well. But there are stories dribbling out from unnamed staffers who have been implicated in these leaks, saying that they were getting alert messages on their computer when doing opposition research. One staffer was researching Donald Trump's advisor, Paul Manafort, and started getting these alert messages saying that her computer may have been compromised by a foreign actor, and that's when they started to realise that something was going on, and then they've tracked it back and believe it was Russian operatives. But at this stage, it's really unclear exactly why they would have been targeting the DNC.
Is Bernie loving it?
Bernie Sanders finished off the night tonight with his... he gave the final speech during the primetime section of the convention, and he gave a really resounding speech. He walked out to huge cheers. He, you know, stood there for several minutes waving as supporters cheered, and some of them had tears welling up in their eyes because this was really, I suppose, the end of the road for him being a really big figure in this election campaign. And he, you know, resoundingly came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton and said she must be elected as president. We can't have Donald Trump in the White House. He was really, really well received. And he has said that he wants his movement to go on, his movement to eradicate income inequality and disproportionate wealth distribution in America. And interestingly, he had urged his supporters earlier in the day to stop with their protests, stop with their booing, stop turning their backs on speakers and walking out.
Could that be read the other way, that he's actually drawing attention to it and perhaps codedly encouraging
Possibly. it? Possibly. He's been very cagey about how he's used his language to, you know, endorse Hillary Clinton, and he took a really long time to concede that he wasn't going to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. He definitely will keep, I imagine, spearheading this movement. But one of his delegates explained it quite creatively this morning, saying that the Bernie Sanders movement is a bit like compost. It's on the verge of disappearing, but out of it, we're going to grow something.
Yes, but there's also an odour in the room. Could it be the odour of success for him, but the feeling of the love in the room, that Hillary's worried that when she gets up to talk, that it'll just be fake
love?
Well,
that is a big concern. And, you know, people have said that the speakers are going to have to be very careful during this week's convention to not upstage Hillary Clinton, who herself has conceded is not a natural politician. She's said that. She's not as good at glad handling as her husband, Bill Clinton. She's not as good an orator as the current president, Barack Obama, all who are speaking later this week. Michelle Obama gave probably one of the most powerful speeches of the night tonight, talking about Hillary being someone who never gives up, someone she knows personally and has for some time, and, you know, made people really think about whether or not they want their children spending the next 4 years looking up to a President Trump or a President Clinton.
North America correspondent Stephanie March speaking to Peter Lloyd.